It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Group therapy, if you want to be on, you can call. We'll set it up off air, 833-563-2539. You can also slide into our DMs on Instagram. It'll just be between us, Radio Now AM Show. All right, let's talk this morning to Lexi. Hey, Lexi, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Why are we talking to you for group therapy? What's going on?
Hi, yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be on, but I'm also, like, terrified for why I'm calling in right now.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if we can help you. What's up?
So, this is what happened. I'm house-sitting right now for this family that I babysit for. So, they're all on vacation right now at the beach, and they have me watching, like, their massive, you know, like, mansion while they're away. A couple nights ago, I just had, like, five friends over, and it was going to be, like, super chill, like, just, like, come over, and, like, they brought some drinks, and things just, I mean, they just, like, got out of hand, and we ended up getting super drunk. So.
Okay. I understand how that happens.
Yeah. So, I actually ended up passing out, like, super early, and then when I woke up in the morning, I saw, like, their crystal vase shattered on the floor.
Oh, is it expensive?
Oh, yeah. So I have no idea. Like, I don't know what happened. It's super expensive. It's a Tiffany's vase. And I looked it up, and it's like $12,000.
Hold on. Excuse me. How much?
$12,000.
There is no way anybody owns a $12,000 vase. If that, it's a 12,000 Voss, right?
Yeah, like I guess it's a
12,000.
Or 1,200, maybe?
Yeah, you sure?
No, I looked it up.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Tiffany's is so expensive.
Was it like shattered into a bunch of pieces or just like two where you could kind of like Gorilla Glue it or super glue it back? Because maybe they wouldn't have noticed
that. Oh, no. I mean, I wish. It was like, it was shattered, like a million little pieces, like under the couch. It took me forever to clean up. And I honestly, like, I just cleaned it up and threw it in the dumpster because I was like, oh my gosh, I'll just. You know, I threw it in like some dumpster that wasn't in their, you know, near their house.
Yeah.
So I, oh God, I'm like so freaking out right now. I decided like in that moment, I was just going to say like someone broke in. Like that was like, you know, I would say like I was gone during the day because, you know, obviously I'm not staying there all day long.
Right.
And then, right. So then I'm like, that's just what I'll do. Like, you know, in the moment, I'm not like.
So wait, your first thought, I just want to make sure I understand, Lexi, calling in for group therapy today. Your thought was after you woke up from a wild night, had a hangover, you're like, okay, I know what I'll do. I will say that there was a break-in. So that was your go-to, is stage a break-in.
Yes. Like, you know when you, like, wake up and you're like, oh, you know, I messed up. Like, I just, like, that's what I thought. And now, so... God, I feel like stupid. I was like, I'll probably just like take a couple items from their house to make it look like real. So I took a painting and they're like these crystal champagne floats. Because like no one would just come in and take a vase.
Right. I mean, that does make sense. I feel like if someone was going to break in, they'd take more than just one item.
But see, like, and now I feel like I'm encouraging Lexi to commit a crime or stage a crime. But I feel like that's terrible ideas. Like, if I was you, I would say, like, oh, this was broken, like the vase of the Voss that was on the floor, 12 grand. But take, like, expensive stuff like TV or, like, jewelry, and you shouldn't take it. I'm not encouraging that. But, like, who cares about a painting?
Right, but, I mean, think about this. They had a vase or a Voss that was $12,000. These crystal champagne floats could also be extremely expensive, and so could a painting.
But who's going to buy
Liv? And a burglar, like, they're not going to know.
Burglars aren't that smart. But here's my thing, Liv. You're really like, ooh, I'm going to buy me a champagne flute.
Some people, or it could have been a wedding gift. Like, you just don't know. I mean, champagne floats can be, real crystal champagne floats can be expensive.
I love that we're arguing about, like, what items she should take.
I know. So you took the items. What happened?
Oh, God. I have them. So I'm like, oh, God, this is so messed up. So I'm like, I'll probably just, like, you know, sell them because, like, I have student loans and, like, I can get so much money for them. And that's, you know, that's in my head. But now, you know, that I actually did all this, like, I'm, like, super, like, in my head about it. I'm, like, overthinking it. And I'm like, how do you, like, sell champagne flutes and a painting? I don't even know how. I'm not, like, a thief. And
right.
Now I'm, like, getting all freaked out that they're going to catch me. Like, this is honestly why I'm calling. Like, how, like, what if they have a camera in there? I don't even know. Like, this is what's going in my head. I'm like, how do I sell this stuff? They're going to catch me. There's a camera. Like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good question, and I was actually wondering if they had, like, a Nest or a Ring or any of those cameras.
Right.
833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy talking to Lexi. I mean, what should she do? Hearing your story now, I think Lexi needs to come clean. Like, I don't think you try to flip or sell anything. Liv, if there is video in there,
right,
it's going to be evidence against her.
Like,
they could charge her.
I know.
And what you are doing could be a crime, too. I mean, I just say, like, hey, guys, I had a few people over. You know, I'm usually responsible. One of my friends knocked something over. And maybe if they have video of it, they'll see. And it's just like, I panicked.
Did you tell them already that someone broke in?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So either way, you're either going to get caught in a lie that if you come clean, or you have the option that they might find out.
I think you need to backtrack, Lexi. Can you hang on? Because I want to get some calls.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I still think Liv, she has to backtrack no matter what and just tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
I think she finds out what friend shattered it.
833-563-2539. We got Lexi on here looking for some advice, looking for some help today with group therapy on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're doing group therapy with Lexi. She was house-sitting for a family she normally babysits for. Her friends came over, and they had a little wine party. She drank too much and passed out. That's not uncommon. That's not the problem. The problem is when she woke up, one of her friends, she believes, drunkenly or something, broke a vase. And apparently it's like a Tiffany vase or something. I don't understand it. 12 grand. It was a $12,000 item broken. This is like a really, really rich family that she babysits for. It was found broken on the floor. Now, she told them that, hey, there was a break-in. Something happened. And while she was gone, because she's not house-sitting all day. And she's like, well, what do I do? I thought maybe I could stage a break-in. She took a couple of other items and is thinking about selling them. Or does she just kind of say, okay, you know what? Guys, I panicked. I made it up. I don't know what to do. Am I missing anything here, Lexi?
I mean, that's basically it.
Okay, so we're trying to help her out this morning. What should she do? Group therapy. Call in right now and help out. 833-563-2539. Social media, Radio Now AM Show for our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indy or in Houston.
I have a great idea. So this is what you do. I say you find out which one of your friends was the one to blame, which one shattered it. You make them pay for the vase. You get an identical one. Then what you do is you tell them, oh my gosh, I was like walking around your house, around your neighborhood, and I found the vase, the painting, and the champagne floats a little bit away from the house. So it looks like whoever took them just dropped them and left them. Maybe they got freaked out. The items are recovered.
Do you realize how much more complicated you're making this? Like, it's getting worse.
I feel like that is genius.
Let's go to, I think we got Jocelyn. Hey, you're on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you tell Lexi to do for group therapy?
So my question is, she said that she already told them that somebody broke in, right?
Yeah. So Lexi said that.
Like, what was their response? I mean, if they were calm about it, more than likely they have cameras and know what happened.
Okay, what did they say, Lexi, when you told them? Were they like, what? Oh, my gosh. They're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Well, I only talked to, like, the dad. Like, he was just like, I'm going to talk to my wife. We'll figure this out. Like, I don't know if that's insured. Like, he was, like, really, like, matter of fact about it. But I feel like, his wife is, like, the one who's going to freak out about it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Jocelyn, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. We'll go to Ian. Ian, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with group therapy. What did you want to tell Lexi to do or offer some advice?
My only advice was, I mean, if a family's got money like that, she should just come clean. That way they can, you know, go through the process of replacing it or having her come with some sort of like agreement or something to work it off.
But, you know what, Ian? I bet like rich people, because I'm broke people, I bet rich people have insurance on stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's what I would figure.
They just file a claim like, oh, my boss is insured. It's okay, Lexi. Hey, Ian, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539.
Now, if I was Lexi, because I have friends who nannied throughout college and like even after that for really rich families, and they got paid so much. They got to go on vacations with the family. They got sweet perks. They got paid under the table. So like none of it was taxed. I would be terrified to lose this job.
You know, I actually have a suggestion. I had to house sit for a friend one time. And so, yeah, I was house sitting, whatever. I would shower. And, like, I was walking around his living room, like, drying off after the shower, right? Because, you know, I was home alone, so I was naked. Well, like, 3 months later, he was a coworker of mine. And I heard him talking with another coworker about, like, things he saw, like, his dog doing in his house while he was gone on his camera. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he has a camera. I walked around naked in there. So, yeah. So he's seen me naked. I bet you the people that you're house-sitting for have a camera, so you're probably screwed.
All right.
Oh,
well,
wow. That is great.
Yeah, Lexi, hopefully you weren't walking around naked.
Do we help you out at all, Lexi, with group therapy today? Do you have any idea what to do or what, you know, what you're going to do?
Honestly, like, even, like, the idea of, like, telling my friend to pay for it, like, they don't have $12,000 anyway. I feel like I would just feel better, like, if I just, like, told them what happened, especially, like, you're saying, if, like, there's a camera, they saw me do all this stuff, like, I don't want them to, like, press charges. I'll just, like, you know, I'll probably start crying and be like, I feel so bad, and, like, even if I lose a job, it's better than, like, huge lie that I have.
Yeah, cry it out, Lexi. That would be our advice, and tell the truth. Hey, thank you for calling in for group therapy. I can't believe we went down that wormhole of trying to, like, offer advice of how she could,
well,
what to steal.
I still think my idea is the best, but that's just
me. Of course. I feel like Lexi's story is a real-life live the web girl experience. All right, if you want to be in group therapy, hit us up in the DMs. Radio Now AM Show.